You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The draft is almost upon us, so let's talk about the Oakland Athletics and what they might be thinking heading into the draft. I am Allison Footer, and I'm here with Jane Lee. Jane, I guess the first thing is, what does the organization need? Most of them say, we're just going to take the best available player. What is their philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, you hear that from every organization, including the A's, but they do have the 6th overall pick. It's their highest pick in 18 years. So, you know, a chance to actually get what they want. They could use some upper-level starting pitching as well as some outfield help. It does seem that those two areas are available in the early rounds, so I wouldn't be surprised if they leaned that way. But, yeah, it should be interesting just because, I mean, this is the first even single-digit pick they've had since 1999 when they got Barry Zito. The year before that, snagged Mark Mulder at the number 2 spot. So since that time, I mean, it's been a while, which speaks to their level of play. I mean, if you're not picking high, it means you're doing well on the field. So obviously it's kind of a small consolation prize for a disappointing season. But, I mean, if you're going to have a season like that, you are at least happy to get a high draft pick.
Yeah, I mean, the A's, it's not like the draft is not interesting for everybody, but when it's a team like the A's, it's like, we actually might see these guys playing for them and not just use this trade bait. I mean, they rely so heavily on the guys that they draft, develop, and raise through the system. And we don't, that's not changing anytime soon, right?
No, and that's why you see, I mean, a lot of their drafts are very college heavy. I don't know that they would come out and say that they, you know, do this purposefully. But you take a look at last year, and I think it was 35 of their 40 picks came from the collegiate level, which is a lot. And they kind of went away from that trend in previous years, but you saw them go back to it last year. And I think part of it just because they do recognize that they need help sooner than later. So I don't think it was that much of a coincidence. Obviously, part of it was product of the draft and what was available in last year's class, but I do see them, you know, eyeing more talent at that level than maybe from the prep level, just because of the fact that they could get here sooner.
Do you feel like the way that the new draft rules are in place that, I mean, sort of when I've examined just how teams have done their work and who they've drafted, it seems like the way that the draft is now, like, you can't really mess it up. It's almost like it's more fair for the lesser wealthy teams, yet it sort of isn't because you can't really game the system anymore, if that makes sense. Do the A's feel like they're at any disadvantage now that the playing field is a little bit more even?
No, I think the way it's been set up, I mean, I think it's working and they have to be happy about it. And, you know, for them too, it's worth noting that when you have a high pick, you can allot more resources, you know, to maybe some of those guys, you know, that are expected to go in the early rounds. Whereas if you're picking a little later in the draft, you know, you're so spread out, you don't know what's going to be available at the time. I think every team probably has, you know, their board and a list of players in order based on talent level, and that's why teams say, you know, we're going to pick the best available player at the time. You hear that so much, but it's true. But I do think, you know, the way it's set up, you have to say it's kind of fair to every organization, especially, you know, an organization like the A's where it's so important to what they do.
Where is the A's organization, like, right now in terms of the talent, like, the higher levels? I mean, do they have some more, like, coming through? I mean, it's been a couple of rough seasons for them now, and what's going on in the organization now?
Yeah, it wasn't it wasn't in a good place maybe a few years ago, but I think in the last year they really beefed it up just from several trades they made last summer. You know, by trading Zobrist and Tyler Clippard, Scott Kazmir, they did get back a lot of talent, and even going into the offseason trading guys like Brett Laurie, they did get, I think, a significant haul in the last year. So you know, the status of their farm system right now is better than it was a couple of years ago, but it is still lacking. I mean, even now, you know, you're seeing some guys like Sean Manaea already called up, but then you look beyond that, and a lot of their next top prospects are in the lower levels. They're, you know, at single A or double A, and there's still a ways, you know, for them to reach the big leagues. So they could use like I said before, some upper level help, but that also takes time. So they're kind of, you know, in limbo right now, waiting for that next wave to come up while also just keeping the rest of the system, you know, replenished too.
Looking at the major league level, I mean, are there, I'm not as familiar with the team as you are, obviously, but are there a lot of players that are playing for the A's right now that, I mean, is it an abundance of guys that came up through the A system?
No, probably, they probably have some of the fewest. They have three guys.
Wow.
Yeah, all pitchers, Sean Doolittle, Sonny Gray, Ryan Dole. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, yeah. You look at the roster going up and down, and most have come via trade, which, I mean, it's just kind of the way the A's work. They're always, you know, doing something.
Trades and platoons.
Exactly.
Makes the world go around.
But, yeah, so only those three guys. I mean, you know, fans joke all the time, you know, especially around the draft. It's like, oh, well, when's he going to be traded?
Mm-hmm.
Just because we see it so much. But, you know, I mean, based on the way, maybe not this year or the previous year, but in years past, I mean, they have had a lot of success in the last decade or so by working that way. So, you know, they don't always rely on the guys in their system just because a lot of times they see a window of opportunity to get something better to help them in the present. And they're never afraid, as we know, to make those kind of moves.
Not with a $40 million payroll, 50, 60, what are they up to these days?
It's almost up to 70 these
Ooh,
days. Yeah.
Okay, go A's. All right. Thank you very much, Jay.
Yep.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.